This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by Titus Andronicus, a band that formed in New Jersey more than a decade ago. The album is called An Obelisk. One of their previous albums was a collection based on the history of the Civil War. Last year's album, A Productive Cough, was built around a series of ballads. Ken says the new album has a louder, more aggressive style.
Patrick Stickles, lead singer and songwriter of Titus Andronicus, presents a narrator who is an angry, frustrated man throughout the band's new album, An Obelisk. Stickles sings and writes in the voice of an impatient, impetuous man who blames his own unhappiness on outward targets, government, religion, and a pop culture devoted to satisfying immediate gratification. Here's our hero, or anti-hero, blaming a vaguely defined society.
I'll blame society! Society's to blame. I claim society. Let's play a hostile game inside my diary. I hide my pride in shame and I blame society. Society! Society's to blame. I'm not sick, it's the world that is dying.
As you can hear, Titus Andronicus is exploring its punk rock side these days. An Obelisk clocks in at a very tidy 38 minutes and has been produced by Bob Mould of Husker Du fame. Mould knows how to frame Stickles' voice within a dense thicket of guitar and drum noise on a song such as My Body and Me. Patrick Stickles is coming up with novel ways to promote this new album. Most impressively, he's put together the pilot for a make-believe sitcom called Stacks. You can watch it on YouTube and other places. In Stacks, he plays a caricature of himself as a rock musician who is pained by the failure of his band to break into the big time. There are some very funny moments, including a super awkward interview with a music website that only leaves Patrick more convinced that he may already be a has-been. The music, however, tells a different tale. The fake sitcom includes this fine song, also on the new album, called Trouble Man Unlimited.
Trouble. Now the summer's too far, I will fall out.
If the music on this album sounds simple and raw, well, it took a lot of skill to make it seem so. And the ideas behind the music aren't simple at all. The troubled man Stickles embodies is angry at the world when he ought to be looking within himself for the true source of his problems. And Stickles himself seems to wonder whether anyone can truly change one's basic nature. The result is a quandary that Titus Andronicus leaves unsettled, even as the band's music makes its decisive impact.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new album, An Obelisk, from the band Titus Andronicus. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Laura Lippman, author of the Tess Monaghan detective series set in Baltimore. Her new standalone novel, Lady in the Lake, is set in Baltimore in the mid-60s. The main character is a Jewish woman who's left her husband and is trying to become independent by becoming a reporter and investigating the story behind the death of a young African-American woman whose body she helped discover. Lippman's father worked at the Baltimore Sun during the period the story is set. Laura Lippman worked there later. The novel is filled with insights about racism, anti-Semitism, sexism, and homophobia at a time when the cultural landscape was shifting or was on the verge of shifting. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.